Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Do you get me smart off your brains? Off the charts in the same, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from your back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Productions. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
What's up? Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I am Chalk Mommy. I am your chocolatey host for the night, and we are going to have a fucking blast. For those of you that don't know me, let me go ahead and break it down to you on who the fuck I am. I'm Chalk Mommy. I model. I do adult entertainment, and I have Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I do the damn thing. You hear me? I'm very multi-talented. I do it all. I just put up my new site. It's Social Parody, www.chocmommy.com, socialparody.com. It's already got fucking 1,523 members. Y'all can't tell me I ain't doing the damn thing. So what I'm going to do is I see Breezy and I see P. I'm going to bring them on, kick it with them, get ready, because it's all females on the line right now. So, dudes, y'all already know y'all ain't going to stand no motherfucking chance against us. Y'all never do. All y'all will ever be in my eyes is some paymaster layaway niggas. So I'm going to bring on the real bitches, because real bitches do real things and females run the world. So I'm going to bring in P. And I'm bringing in Breezy. I know her number now. First, I was like, what the hell number is this? How
now
y'all
know the
doing?
Number. Now you don't keep me on hold for an hour.
Oh, hell no. P, you know she got no on the show tonight, right?
Yep.
Boy, is she in for something special.
I've been researching him. I'm very excited to have him on the show. I didn't know everything, you know, about him until you sent me the stuff. And I was like, well, let me research him. And he got a resume on him now. He sure does.
Girl, I couldn't act up when he was on my damn show. I was an angel. I had to act like I act with my grandma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he the only nigga that could come on my show and change my shit around. A bitch was like, woo. He's, besides Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit, he the only motherfucker that intimidates me.
Wow, I can't wait till he comes on. So what's
well,
the topic tonight, girl?
Who
you
so
prank
he can hear
calling?
Me say, hey, Chuck,
I hope he's listening so he can hear me say, I will not blow that smoke up his ass. You don't intimidate me, and foopah on him. And I hope you're listening, bro.
But what's crazy, she's like, why do you feel that way? I'm like, I don't know. But I just do, because he just did an interview with DJ Black Caesar. And
I swear.
I'm, like, looking at P like, oh, my God. And I'm texting him like, wow, you're doing good. That's all I can say, because I was just like, whoa, wow. He was all over the place.
But that's
a good
thing
for you. Not too many men make good radio hosts. They just don't. Men have no place in this world but eating our pussies and fucking us till we come and giving us their paycheck.
Well, send one of those over here my way. I need one of those like yesterday.
Men's only purpose in life is to fuck women, eat their pussy real good, and give us their money. And I'm going to put that on Twitter.
Okay.
Please, tag me on that. Tag me on that.
And I'll retweet it.
Girl. I'm retweeting it twice.
I will retweet it. I should get.
Okay,
I should make Tanya call into the show so she can comment. We're on the radio, so I can't put it loud because of the kids. But the topic is the only purpose in life for men is to eat our pussy and give us their paycheck.
Nice.
And fuck us real good. And fuck us
and
real
fuck
good. Don't
real
forget
good.
That
one.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
As long as they know how to do it right, then that's that word.
I don't know how to do it right. I just take the money.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I got to agree with Tanya on that one. She says if they don't know how to do it right, she'd rather just take the money.
Give her a high five for that.
Right.
Give her a high five for that.
Y'all. Okay, I just sent that to y'all.
Okay.
This is like too funny. Oh, I see Princess Nay is on and Mr. GA. We're going to bring Mr. GA in last. Hey, Princess Nay.
Hey, darling. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We're good. We're good.
This is my first time hearing her voice. She sounds so nice on the phone.
Thank you.
Actually,
yeah, you sound great.
She is the nice of the three. She's the good girl of the three. The rest of us are heathens. Nay, why you didn't
Miss
go Prince, that
I know today. I know why no men can't intimidate you, because you, every time I talk to you, you don't do nothing but spit knowledge. I love talking to you.
I'm learning
how to be a heathen.
Oh, yeah, you got the right ones. Me and P and then Mr. G.A. edges on. But I know Mr. G.A. going to say something because he on hold right now. But tonight, men's only purpose in life is to eat our pussy, fuck us, and with a cash at. And give us the paycheck.
Listen,
you
works.
Know we got to tease. We got to tease, Nay. Nay, why wasn't you in Daytona yesterday, girl?
What happened in Daytona yesterday?
You know that
See,
was
what
the doggone
was
amplified. It was the amplified music form.
Oh, see, what had happened was none of y'all called and reminded me, so I probably just forgot. Yeah,
I'll accept that one. Because I was home.
Thank you very much.
I was home. I could have called, and I didn't, because I put it on your calendar. Yeah, that's...
I don't pay attention to the calendar.
Neither does Chuck.
I mean, most of the time I do, but I don't know. I forget. Hey, I can't find the freaking, the chat room crap. I don't think I'm signed in. I can't remember my freaking password. That's what the issue is.
On what? BlogTalk?
Yes. Here we go. I think I'm signed in. No, I'm not.
I'm being so rude. My damn phone beeping and everything. Got another female calling in. Mr. GA is just going to be on the line with all the females, and then the artist just coming in tonight. I really don't think they can help him. You know, it's going to be a quick in, quick out, get them off the line, because I don't think they're ready to ride the wave. They ain't going to be nothing like the ones on Tuesday, Chaos and G-Fleet, because they rode it. But I think the ones tonight, I think we're going to knock them out. We're going to put them to bed.
Let me tell you, the ones Tuesday, I got to give them their props now. They rolled the wave.
Yeah, boy, they rolled the wave real good. Even though that old sorry ass Mr. GA was instigating them to where these motherfuckers thought I was coming to St. Louis on July 1st. Nah, I'm in the A. Mr. GA done told them motherfuckers such a good line that they thought I was bringing my shit to their city. Wow. What the hell you got to say about yourself, Mr. GA?
Y'all always talking shit. What's happening?
Of course.
Hey.
Now, listen. First of all, can I talk real fast? Let me say hello to Chuck. What's up, Chuck, mom? How you doing, baby?
Hi, baby. I'm doing good. You heard the topic of the night, right?
I'm not done talking yet. Let me finish. Let me give my shout-out first, all right?
Oh, wow.
You smart ass.
Oh,
your Nay Nay. What's up, baby?
What's up, Mr. GA?
And fuck you, too. And Precious, my girl. What's the word, mommy? Now, real talk. All this bullshit about a man's job is to eat your pussy and pay your bills and do what now?
Hold on. Mr. GA, you didn't acknowledge Miss Sabrina and Miss Breezy. Miss Breezy.
Oh,
I know this is our first time.
This
is our first time
doing
this thing.
Hi, ladies.
You got to acknowledge all the women.
Okay, hi, ladies. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. What y'all just got on? I just got on the phone. So I just heard like three voices. I apologize. Hi, ladies. How you doing? How's everybody doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Now, back to my subject. Who in the hell said a man's job is just to eat your pussy and what was it, pay your bills or whatever?
No, this is the order. Eat our pussy right, or eat our pussy, fuck us right, and then with that cash, give us that paycheck. Shit. Those are the three key ingredients to taking care of home. If you can't do them three, you ain't got no motherfucking home. You might as well be homeless.
All right, brothers, call in, y'all. Call in, please. Call in. I need help on this line. I got four females on here.
I'm going to bring in another female, and they asked y'all to get in on the chat room. People want y'all in on the chat room. You better tell the motherfucking dudes in the chat room to call you. Call up, because you need help. You better go to fucking Twitter. You better be like, you need the, what's that, save a line, or you need a lifeline. What's that? You need a lifeline. Yeah, that's what you better do. We're going to bring in Cassidy. From New York. She's a new player to the game. So I'm like, yo, females is running shit tonight. So like I said, eat my pussy right.
You ain't mad.
Give me that cash, nigga.
Chop. You ain't mad because we bust your ass last week. You be bust your ass on Tuesday. That's why you mad.
You mad.
We bust your ass.
Because
I bust
my ass.
We bust your
ass.
Come on, they rode the wave so hard, yo. They rode the wave real hard on Tuesday.
Whatever.
Who said that?
Scott, can you send me the link for the chat room?
I sure can. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. I'm on Facebook Twitter.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you on Twitter. You know?
Yeah, send me the link, too.
Don't send him anything.
You can't get on the chat room on your crackberry.
I'm for real.
I'm online. I'm at the studio. Stop playing.
He done upgraded today. He done upgraded. You online so he can talk to us and play with your dick. I understand.
There you go with your bullshit.
There
drop
you
top
go.
Chicken box.
Okay,
I made
a perfect prank call for Mr. GA because this girl on Twitter has posted her phone number as her Facebook name. So we need to, somebody need to just prank call her. For real.
All right, I'm down.
You like all bold and bad to post up. number as her Facebook name. That's what I mean, her Twitter name.
She probably an ugly motherfucker too. All right, let's call up then.
Not nobody that I would play with, but.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's some men in the chat room. Ain't no ladies in there. But they're in the right place. They need to men need to stay in their lane. That's what they need to understand. They
That's
stay
right.
in their lane. We won't have no problems. We will not have no problems. Especially on Mr. GA. Chastity, I brought you in. How you doing, sweetie? Okay, she's not there then. Okay, well, I'm moving right along. What's the prank call?
Hold on, let me go get the number.
Yo, it's the prank call early, huh?
Oh, wait, hold on. 214. Hold on. You said 727-214-0568.
She got a name.
What's her name?
I don't know. That's her name on. That's her name.
Yo, who did this?
A phone number is her name.
Mr. GA, this is a cold call. I got faith in you, Big Dick. Go ahead and handle your business. Run a song. Go ahead. Here you go. Here comes the ringtone.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com.
Para español, ofre más dos.
Unfortunately, the person who gave you this rejection hotline number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person's type. No, this could mean boring, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe, and the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you're rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you.
Humor hot.
That was a good one, yo. That was fly, yo. That was some fly shit, all right. That was a good one. I like that. Shanae, fucker. You a sucker, Shanae.
I was going to do that.
She a sucker. She a sucker, yo. She a straight sucker. Yo, for the record, she a straight sucker for that one.
Oh, you doing? That one was so cute. I'm going to need that number because I'm going to need to get it to a few motherfuckers, like real talk. Like, oh, you want to talk
to
me, baby? Yes, please do. But like, here you go. There you go.
Chuck, I'm sure they be on you because your little pictures, your little booty picture, is real hot now. And they be trying to get at me, too. And I'm like, man, why you don't read my little profile, man? I'm way across the water. Why is you trying to talk to me? I need that number,
because
too, so
you
I can give them that number.
Because you in Brazil.
They in America. What the hell
they
going to do for me? They can't do nothing for me in the United States.
They're going to save up their lunch money and come there. Because Brazil chicks are freaky than a motherfucker. Like, I don't know.
I tell the nigga straight up. You want to talk to me, I'm finna give you my PayPal account address, and you put some funds in there, and I'm going to tell you what number to call once the funds hit my account. Up until then, we ain't got shit to talk about.
That's what's up.
She is funny.
I'm for real. I'm crazy.
We never really got to ask you, what are your thoughts about licking ass?
I like to get my booty licked. It feels real good. And I've done it before and make dudes girls, so I hear them scream like bitch. And I didn't say my name. So I don't have a problem. I mean, it's all good.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. She is a team player. I'm going to have to put this down. She is a team player.
I love her.
You can't come to the room. You can't come to the room fresh from basketball with sweat balls and shit and expect me to lick you dry. You know, put your quick nut in, you know, because sometimes that little sweat smell kind of do something for me, but I can't be licking balls and it's going to be extra salty. I can't do that.
Oh, Breezy is now a part of Team Wicked Tongue on Twitter, hashtag.
Team Wicked Tongue.
Retweet, Tom.
Hey, you got to make it do what it do. I'd be on that Jamie Foxx tip. You got to make it do what it do.
I know that's right. Like, for real, you just got to bring it. Oh, yeah, damn.
I want me to tell y'all something real serious. I'm going to tell y'all something real serious. At the age of, I was 13, and my mom was talking about sucking dick to somebody. And I said, I don't think I'm supposed to be a part of this conversation. And she said, well, honey, let me teach you something about life. If you don't suck your man dick, the bitch down the street going to suck your man dick. So you better learn how to suck a dick, because that's going to keep your man coming home. And I said, well, my mother. That's
oh, shit.
She sure did. She said, that's going to keep your man coming home. You don't want the trick down the street to get him do it. You better learn how to suck a dick. She ain't say, you know, at that time. She meant, like, you know, married. But, you know, I didn't get the married part. But I got the other part. The other part I wrote down. The married part. I think I lost a little bit of translation on that one.
Oh, my gosh. Now y'all going to make me ask my daughter, like, yo, you be sucking your baby daddy dick, right? Because you can't be top mommy's daughter and you have ass, and we just don't
you
do
stupid.
That.
You stupid. You stupid, yo. You
be
straight
like,
stupid with that one.
That super-sized charms blow pop. Let mommy show you what to do.
You the wild one.
Like, girl, throw some pop rocks on top of that motherfucker.
Yo, it's
I heard about that. See, I'm going to have to take a lesson from you. I ain't never did that, but I heard about it. I heard it gets things going a little bit better now.
I haven't made a video in a while. Maybe I need to go ahead and drop one and how to suck hair with pop rocks.
Yes, do that, because I'm going to promote it. Do that. I think a lot of us need that.
I think I will do that.
Save
and
a
then,
man. Call it Nay, you
gonna be
by
my
Choco
backup.
Mommy.
Huh? You going to be my backup?
Yeah, I'm going to be filming. I'm going to film it for you. I got you.
Okay, y'all know I've been polling my videos and seeing which ones is getting the most attention. And, girl, man, that preacher prank call, a lot of people is listening to that shit.
You're not sending me to hell no more, but I think we should do some more.
Oh, no. I think I really do have a DJ fetish.
Wow.
Oh, God. DJs are the easiest because they are motherfucking track pimps. You know, they track hoes. Like, you know, like, Oh, I think DJs are the biggest whores in the industry.
They really are.
Yeah. They will play
even the
for
ugly
anything.
Ones are.
Yes.
Right. Even the ugly ones can get coochie out the yin yang.
But you know what? It's only
that's
because
be
of
thirsty.
Their status. And plus, ugly people have getting pussy because they got to throw some extra shit on there because they ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to work extra hard to get decent
I'm
dick
sorry.
Or get some dick or pussy. And when they get it, it's in the dark.
Nah, man. An ugly man just make my pussy dry up. I can't imagine.
Let me tell y'all something. I had an ugly man. Well, everybody thought he was ugly. I thought he was okay because his body was nice. But when I tell y'all, that nigga was so good in the bed, he made me cry and everything. I had to bring him out in public and all. I was like, yes, this is my baby. I love him. He is wonderful. A bitch can't tell me he ugly. You better stop trying to talk to my ugly man. I got this. Oh, my God.
Hey,
you
yo.
Until you fall asleep, wake up fucking you some more. You better try you an ugly man. You might keep him.
That's fucked up.
That's all right.
It's the truth. They got to make up for it. I had a real pretty nigga, couldn't do shit but give me some head. I was like, nigga, if I just wanted head, I'd have found me a bad bitch. I want penis in my life. You need to go somewhere. All that cute
shit.
Fuck out my face.
Man, I just put Breezy fucked an ugly dude who had good dick that he became fine as fuck last month.
He did, girl. My friends asked me to this day, what is the problem? I said, shit, you wasn't in the bedroom with us. You'd have known why I went crazy.
Oh, see, you good. I fucked an ugly dude and got a root put on me and stolen. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck. Don't know what it is about. That's why I don't do them no more. I got to do New York Aww. And Atlanta, you know.
Well, if they ugly and they
and
got a little bit of money,
what's happening?
You know, send them my way. Send them my way.
Yeah, I think I'm going to knock on 40 Glock's door because he likes to beat people up. I need him to beat my pussy up. I need him to hop out the bushes on me.
Nigga, a mess.
And I'm like, wow. Now, that would be an aggressive fuck right there. Because he's just like, Like, ooh. I don't know. Matter of fact, it's poll time. This is for the ladies. Out of all the men that I've had on the show, who would y'all give the pussy to? P, I'm going to start with you first. What
guest
of mine
would
you fuck?
What happened?
I answered for P. Hold on, yo. First of all, P can't answer that question, yo. That's wrong. You put P on the spot. She can't answer that question. Yo, P, disclaimer, yo. She cannot answer that question, yo, for the Chop Mommy Radio Show. Ask somebody else.
Didn't nobody tell you to talk. Shut up.
Ask somebody else, yo. You cannot ask P a question.
Yes, oh, but answer this to GA.
What?
She's going to answer that shit gratefully. She's going to be like,
no shit. I got your back, P. Don't answer it.
What was the question? Because I didn't even hear the question. I had this on mute.
I had on my show, which artist would y'all want to fuck?
Oh, I must put my disclaimer out there.
I told you. I got your back,
baby. Means I would cheat on my husband because he might be in the studio listening. If I answer wrong, if that motherfucker is on the other side of town, it's going to take him 2 minutes to. And she going to put a Cali ass on me. Is that your disclaimer, P?
No, my disclaimer is because of the professional nature of my position, I must not openly admit any type of sexual anything towards an artist of any type.
Let me answer it for her. Hold up. Let me answer. Okay. I would do Mystical 4P and send her a shout out.
Who said that?
That's what kind of true friend I am.
Shanae said she going to scream, here I go. Here I go. Oh.
Well, she just nasty, though.
And then
I said, she's nasty.
You see, I'm going to call you so you can listen.
Wow.
Trifling.
Y'all are crazy. Okay, Shanae,
a team player. That's what I call them.
That's right.
Team
that's
player.
What it's about. I'll take one for the team. Been there, done
okay,
that.
Okay, now, Nay, answer the question of all the.
I just answered it.
Oh, you? I just answered him for P.
I said that was my.
You said Mystical.
I said Mystical.
So, I mean, you said you would fuck Mystical.
Uh huh. For P.
For P. Oh shit. What the fuck? She said some P. What kind of shit is that? Fuck out of here.
What the fuck? Okay. Some
bullshit.
Wow.
I'm for P. Yeah. Y'all wrong for that. Yo, disclaimer. She
I
is not
you,
going to
see
the
how much
P
I love
herself.
You.
I can't hear her. What she say?
For some reason, I really think that I'm going to hell for you fucking for me some kind of way. I just feel like it's incriminating here.
I need a disclaimer for you.
I need a disclaimer, Quentin T.A. I don't have one for
yo, she on her own for that one, yo, Precious. She on her own. Nasty stuff.
Listen,
wrong.
She said, my damn switchboard acting up. But it's
she
okay.
Said, she said she will fuck Mystical for P. That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
Nah, she wrong for that. She wrong for that.
I'm bringing it up because I was going to call P so she could listen and send her shout out during the time that it's going on. She's like, yahoo! She's like, pop him on the head for me! Pop him on the head!
No.
Okay, Breezy, of all the guests that you've known that I've had on my show, who would you smash?
Let me see. Man, look. Can I make a dream team?
Yeah.
Damn, you want more than one? Shit. You want them
well, they don't have to all be at
the
same time. They don't have to all be at the same time. If we going if we gonna have some daydreams, I'm gonna get it popping.
Oh shit, go ahead.
So look, it's gonna be I don't know if he been on your show, but he been on mine, so I'm almost sure he went on yours. I'm gonna need Ja Baby. See him there. I'm gonna need him there, bright and early. I'm gonna need 40 Glock because sometimes a girl like to get dick down. Sometimes she don't want to be made love to. And then I'm gonna need Dylon ass just because I like his accent and he say Dylon is the best. I'm gonna need his ass because I want to figure it out if he's the best. And last but not least, I gotta take it back to the home team and I'm gonna need Tom G. But we gonna need rubbers and I'm gonna need to be on the pill because that nigga be making twins. So I'm going to round it all back to Tampa, and we're going to get it popping like that. That's my dream team right there.
Oh, my. Great God from Batman.
Hey, Precious ain't want to say no names, so I'm going to take care of all their asses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to try this again because I tried to bring her in before and she didn't say anything. Oh, okay, well, I got to wait. We have our first artist is on. So we're going to do this in a timely manner and then proceed on with the show. So hold on one second. I'm bringing the artist in. Hey, I'm 347. You're on.
Yo.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh my God, you sound so young.
No, thanks for talking to him. I'm not going to jail behind you, Doc. I'm sorry.
I'm holding up to get the show close, so I'm good.
Oh, Lord, this is short dog.
I got kids old enough to be in the strip club. That don't make you okay.
Okay, true that.
Is short dog with Young Money, you know, so he might have some stories himself. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are and what it is you do.
Oh, well, you know, for those who are not familiar, Short Dog, Young Money, Fresh Music, Southern Flame Splitter, you know, rapper, actor, extraordinaire, all that good stuff.
Okay. So how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing awesome. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and you are really fucking me up right now because of your voice. Because I swear I don't want to get off the phone and I go downstairs and somebody is kicking on my door because they heard this phone call. And I was like, bitch, do you understand you were talking to somebody? And now they might be going home trying some of the shit that he done heard you talk about. So I'm kind of fucked up in the game right now. So
I'm very legal, so Don't let the voice fool you.
I'm looking at some of the titles on your songs, and I'm like, oh, my. Ooh, he managed. Like, for real. Because of some of the stuff that you be rapping about. Now, I'm trying to find it because it goes by alphabetical order, but I uploaded the music today, and you have to excuse us because, see, Blog Talk, they be fucking up. Like, you can have shit up here, and then it's not there. Because I uploaded your music early today, and I thought it was really cute. What the hell? You know what? Maybe I need to refresh my switchboard. This is really weird. Hey.
Oh.
I actually uploaded his music today, and this shit is really not showing up.
Remember it did that for Mystical show. I uploaded Mystical's music, and then it wasn't there. And everybody thought I had lost my mind, but really I hadn't. Really, it just disappeared into thin air.
But
while we're looking for your music, tell us more about you. How old are you really, before we get into this conversation?
Now I'm old enough for this conversation, Trezzy.
See, you gonna have us messed up like R. Kelly. I bet that's what them little girls told him.
Nah,
they old enough to go back to the room with.
And you are aware of what kind of questions we're getting ready to ask you, right?
I don't mind.
And you don't have no little wives out there that's gonna be angry.
No, whatsoever. Ask away.
Okay. Chop, he's open game. No disclaimers, no nothing.
Right.
Shoots and fires at his ass.
Hey, yo, wait. Listen, first of all, what's up, man? It's GA. How you doing, man? It's GA. What's up with
I'm
you?
Good. I'm feeling good. I'm great.
All right, look, real talk, man. Listen, you on this show, man. Look, do your thing. Yo, tell these broads how you feel, you know what I'm saying? And keep it real, all right? Don't let them try.
All right.
You ain't no young buck tosser. Yo, I ain't young, baby. Tell them what time it is, all right? Let them know. Yo, what's that good? Tell them, say all that bullshit, yo, and ask the questions, all right? Ask the questions.
You know,
let's get it.
See, Mr. GA, we was going to take it nice on him, you know, because I'm uploading the music again. But since you want to be talking all shit, and he's just like, okay, you know, he respecting his elders and shit. So, like, You're going to get him fucked up.
Well, you know what, Chuck? Spare him no expense. Hit him with the favorite question of the night, just off rip.
Just off rip?
Just off rip. He's a big boy. He probably does it all the time.
Yeah,
and he is from the A. Okay, Mr. Short Dog, you know, we're very nasty ass individuals. We're creaky, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the utmost, to where it just turns everybody on to hear us talk. So there's this new thing out now, you know what I'm saying? And it's not really new, but a lot of people are starting to come out and talk about it, and there's no shame in their game. So my question to you is, how do you feel about, you know, ass licking?
Doing it or getting it done?
Both.
I ain't really into it like that, but you know, I've been part of that before. So, you know, a girl got carried away. I had to slow her down. No, that wasn't like my thing.
You've done it, but you had to slow her down, okay.
Yeah, she got a little carried away. We ain't built for that.
Wow, that's what's up. Now, please go ahead and ask him another question because for some reason, I'm going to go back to the old switchboard, and I really do apologize. I'm normally on point, but for some reason, this shit really is not What? Yeah, but the thing is, I always upload my music prior to my show, so I don't have any problems. So the music was uploaded, but for some reason, it's not showing. So what I'm going to do is see if it's processing or whatever and see what happens.
It's all good.
Because I have a lot of music in my dashboard. Nate, do you have a question for Mr. Experience? Because, ooh, girl.
I got the hug mouth.
He felt like he ready.
Asking any questions. Nope.
Why
y'all
not? Okay.
Y'all take charge on your own.
I doubt you can get charges over the phone anyway. I mean, like, is any physical play going on right now?
No, sir. The way these conversations go, they could be held up in a court of law. No.
Well, I don't think Chris Hansen going to come out. I'm a little too old for that.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy for the simple fact that your music is in the archives, but is not showing up on the switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Hey, how do I do that?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm really not familiar with the new switchboard since they've had.
No, I went back to the old switchboard.
And it's still not.
But it shows it in the archives.
It is there somewhere. I would just try to re-upload it while we ask some questions.
Okay, here we go. Here is Short Dog featuring Lil Wayne, Money in My Pocket.
See, I'm stepping out, bro. Know we on my toes. All this money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Now my stacks don't fold. I got too much to hold. All this money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Now holla for a dollar X drains. For the change, that's my gooder, yeah, he came in the rain. My homie Mac Main in the Jays and the chain. And me, I'm so fly, just so I came in a plane. Being landed on the lot, smooth like grease. Laughing at the pop, set the shoes like teeth. Fresh outfit, boy, I came to shut it down. And it's only gonna be worn once, like a wedding gown. Somebody tell the town, Short Dog's in the annex. Pistol on my hip and I pop it. Hip them trippin', cause we got them hoes drippin'. See, I'm ballin' like Jordan, boy, you just a Scottie Pippin. Catch it slippin', then you better go and get your board. I could've worked my money longer than extension cords. Tell them bros I got some game, I can sell them. I walk up on her while she with them lanes, and I tell her. See, I'm steppin' out, bro. Know we on my toes. All this money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket.
Tune shit in this fresh, watch me do it. This shit no eyeball, I go ham, Cam Newton. Saw that on the pill, get some fluids. And if that bitch bad, I put her on my to-do list. See, I step up in this bitch like a gamma, get your cameras. Money on the table, bitch, respect my table manners. Young money to shoot, did you get the memorandum? And these other think they fly, I'm finna land them. Ha, chat. Look what you doing, I'm throwing money. They take too long with the ones. I start throwing hundreds. Got them looking, ain't spinning. They tipping on a budget. Man, they pockets getting skinny. What that is, Jennifer Hudson. Ha, order a bottle and I drink it till it's hollow. Man, my coupe is a two-seater, so you gotta follow. Now bust it open backwards like the doughs on a rolls. I got money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole.
See, I'm stepping out, bro. Know we on my toes. All this money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket,
got them hoes on the pole.
Now my stacks don't fall. I got too much to hold.
Okay.
All this money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole.
Get it.
Money in my pocket.
Elvis Presley in the photo, European, okay. And the tint dark as coffee. Feeling bout to pull it out like a tooth. And it's hard to get him off me. I'm a stunner like the CEO of Cash Money Records. The Louis V rag on me checkered with the matching kicks. Grin at your chick. The serve got me leaning like 10 at the 6. Therefore, I told her, Conan, bust it open. Conan, bust it open. They call me Short Dow. But no, I ain't from Oakland. My money's so tall. I bet you gon' have to claim it. If she know how to rewind it, trust me, I'm gon' change the climate. And then I get behind it like I'm trying to do the Heimlich. She heard that I be rhyming and I'm bawling like her Heinrich. She's looking for some love, but over here she would not find it. So get down on your knees, you in no prison, so you're hiding. See, I'm stepping out, froze. No, we on my toes. All this money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Now my sex don't fall. I got too much to hold. All this money in my pocket, got them on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole. Money in my pocket, got them hoes on the pole.
Well, damn, after listening to that song, hell yeah, he owns up to get in the strip club. He know about money in his pockets. I don't think he making it drizzle on a bitch. He must be making it rain a motherfucking monsoon on a hoe. I don't know. I like that song.
Thanks.
Let me find out he got skills. Cool. So, when you're out and you're performing, what is the weirdest thing a female has done to you?
I think, like, grab my balls while I'm on stage. It's always kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah, because you kind of, like, addressing the crowd, and you just have one girl, like, you know, the whole standing there when they rub your leg, that's fine or whatever. But when she just reach up and just, you know, grab your situation, it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, because they are super sensitive.
Exactly. And they try to, you know, squeeze it like a stress ball. I'm like, hold on, baby, you got to take that a little slow and smoother.
Damn. Here's another question. How many of your fans have you smashed?
I don't know, because sometimes they act like they're not fans.
Oh, so have you, when you've been on the road, you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Foursome?
No foursome, just threesome. Haven't quite.
What's
got
your favorite
foursome,
sexual
sorry.
Position?
I got to hit it from the back, that's a must.
Are you built for hitting it from the back?
Am I built for it? What you mean, am I built for it?
Because some people like to hit it from the back and they tend to fall out. They just don't have the lift.
Oh, no, I'm well equipped. I'm well equipped.
Oh, okay. females, feel free to jump in and ask y'all questions at any given time. Everybody wants to be quiet.
They scared. They all in the background scared. They ain't saying shit. Yo, look, you're hungry.
No,
you
I'm
saying
finished.
Shit.
They ain't about that life.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask a question.
He just called y'all out. He just said y'all ain't about that life. Wow.
That's right.
Wait a second.
Right.
Hold
that's
on.
Right,
hold
man.
On.
Come
hold
on.
On.
Come
hold
on,
on. Hold on. Did he just say we ain't about that life?
Yeah.
That's what he
said. That's what so everybody can understand.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we came prepared for y'all ass. That's what's up.
Listen.
I think
I'm on the wrong radio show. What you do?
Listen,
is this
what?
The first channel?
You know. It's a good night for you. It's a good night for you. It's only 8 o'clock and the grandbaby is still sitting here looking down my
throat. It's always a great night for me.
Yeah. My man, Shoot Dog came on here and made y'all shut the fuck up. I like that. I love that shit, yo.
Breezy is off doing her show. And where's May? Wait a second, where is May?
No, I'm right here. I was waiting for him to quit talking shit so I could ask my damn question.
We
ain't
all
this stuff like we ain't waiting for him in life. What the hell? He let that little young voice of his write a check his ass can't cash. Better quit.
I like how I let awkward silence, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm, boy, stop that. Stop letting Lil Wayne get your ass ahead of yourself. You better stop that.
I'm just saying, you act like you don't know what to do with it. You all quiet.
What do I want to do with it? That's why I can't fuck with you. I had your data sprung. I can't fuck with you like that. No, but
yeah.
Look, let me ask
you
a question. This question really been on my mind, right? So you with Young Money, I know. Was you at the little party they had over at King of Diamonds and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, all that money y'all was making it rain and shit on them hoes, why y'all can't come down here and make it rain on me? Because I can do all that shit, and can we set up a date for that? Can we set up a date
you
for
gotta,
that?
You got to make yourself available to get rained on.
I don't need rain.
You
said you got
house.
Money. You
ain't
don't,
no rain
you
inside
said,
the
yo,
house.
I
you
just
gotta
listened
come
to your song. You said you got a pocket full of money. And I got a pole, so you bring your little pocket full of money down here. I don't give a fuck if you is underage. I won't tell if you don't tell.
In Brazil, so you might have a good time.
I got some old 20s with the smile face. I can make it rain.
I don't give a damn as long as I can spend it. You can have old 20s. You can have a different president on that bitch as long as I can spend it somewhere. My money colorful down here. I don't even need it to be dollar bills. It could be euros. Shit, you can give me some pesos if you got enough.
What about coins? I can make a hair coin.
I don't give a fuck. Banks change. All that shit spin. You could give me pennies. Give me $1 million worth of pennies. I bet you I'm going to take it.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
God.
It's a recession. We can't be choosy. Shit. Pennies add up. Pennies add up. But let me ask you, do a lot of the girls on the road be asking y'all to tip them? A lot of ladies on the road be trying to sell the pussy.
Nah, we don't purchase that. You know what I'm saying? That's an even exchange, so ain't no need to purchase nothing like that.
See, you can't fuck with me. You're not an even exchange around here.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay,
so but I'm gonna let Choco go ahead and handle that, cause now I'm finna go ahead and go to my show. But thank you for answering my question. Let me know when your pennies done stacked up. And we're going to definitely make that happen because I have no problem with stacking pennies as long as you got enough of them. Okay, baby? All right. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for coming.
Bye, baby.
Hi,
Breezy.
Anytime. I love Choco Mommy.
And I'll probably call in and prank call you tonight, but I got you.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you. Mr. Short Dog got a question. Okay, you was like it's an even exchange. But after y'all fuck the bitches and whatever it is they are, do y'all leave tips just because it was really good or she may have swallowed every drop of nut? I mean, like, do y'all ever give out tips?
That don't deserve no tip. That's mandatory.
What?
Wow. Damn right. Damn right.
Wow.
I like this guy, yo.
I'm not sure what I thought of that one.
Oh, my.
That's a real
it's
talk.
Mandatory
real
to swallow.
Yeah.
And who told you that bullshit?
But that ain't no bullshit. What you mean? That's an unwritten law.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all can't fuck with your dog.
Wow.
We keep it real, yo.
I can be so nice. I'm trying to be nice
so
and behave myself, but he's making it so
much
hard.
I don't think you should be nice because he took it there. He opened that door. So, you know what? Nice gloves are off. Take it.
Mandatory that a bitch swallow your nut. Okay, now let's say, for instance,
she swallow your nut, right? Mm-hmm. And somehow or another it ends up on you. How would that make you feel? I mean,
oh,
are you gonna trip?
Yeah, that's a violation. That's a violation of the penal code right there. You can't do that.
I said, why is it a violation and it's yours?
Because I don't want it on me. It came out of me. Why would I want it on me?
Because, you know, sometimes men like to see it. Like, you know, when it's coming out.
Nah, I'm straight. I know what it looks like. I don't want to see it. Just
so
let it go down.
It's a straight violation.
Yeah, that's a violation.
How long have you been fucking?
Since I was like 14.
And you not but 17 now, so that's not long.
Wow. So what's the oldest person you smashed?
I think 42.
What?
Yeah, right. You heard
my it was one of my homeboys' baby mama's mama.
What? Did you fall in?
Did I fall in? Nah, she was running from it. I was like, I thought you at 42, you should have done this before.
Oh,
she was acting like, yo,
you throwing dick like that?
You know, stiff and all that shit.
Wow. Let me find out you was blessed with a grown man's dick. Okay.
I mean, I ain't no kid. I just sound like this. I tell you, don't let the voice fool you. And I'm hoarse today, so, you know, it also altered as well.
Oh, my. You know, I know you're on a time limit and everything. This is so damn crazy. Now, if you're in the Atlanta area on July 1st.
I'm here right now. I got a crib here.
Are you going to be, where are you going to be 4th of July 1st? Because I'm having a party, and I'm going to invite you. I'm at the I Lounge, East Atlanta Village.
July the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just keep me posted. Get with CC and let me know where it's at. Now, if I'm in town,
I'll come. I'm following you on Twitter. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be doing my radio show live. And then we're having an after party. And then we're having an after party.
Lisa, I want to come to the after party. I don't want to come to the after party.
You want to come to the after party or the after party?
Yes, I want to come to the after party.
Word? Now, if you come to the after party, you might not make it home to 2 days after the party.
Shit, I ain't tripping.
That's a party that occurs specifically in Chalk's room.
You know what, Nate?
You're ready for
I
that,
see,
little man, no matter how much you're talking on here. You're not ready for that. You'll turn into a freaking stalker, man. Nah, dude.
Nah,
right.
We don't do that. I don't got time to be a stalker.
Oh, my gosh. I am really loving your vibe. So, you know, I've been tweeting while we're on here. I didn't tell the ladies, you know, about the booty thing. Because, you know, I don't want them to sit on your face and be trying to make you do certain things or whatnot. You know what I mean? Is there anything else you would like to say before you leave with your freaky ass? And you know, you was about to come on here and be all timid and kind of shy. Wow.
He
went
scared or shy, yo.
He came on the show. He must have drank before he came on the show.
No, I don't really drink like that. It's too early anyway. It's still daytime.
Oh,
you know
shit,
what?
You got a doc. He said it's too early to drink. Shit, he can't hang out with me because, like, I would have been drinking already. So, for the after
drink
at all. You're not missing nothing.
He rolled the wave.
He did. He rolled the wave for real. He kept it real.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a shout out.
You know what?
He
redeemed Young Money because that first Young Money artist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, get it. Oh. I'm gutter.
He had his daughter in the car with him, so he couldn't talk like that.
Hey, Hey, yo, I don't give a damn, yo. Hey, yo, real talk, yo. Get out of there, baller, yo. Go to sleep real fast from earmuffs. He should have dissed the shit out of your ass, yo. I was like, come on, gutter, please, son. He was like, and you know.
He was doing the daddy thing, so he got a pass. So the next time he come on and he don't got his daughter, I'm going in, and I'm going to go.
He ain't coming back home. He knows what's happening. He is not going to come back home.
He ain't come back on, yo. He like, yo, fuck them bros. I ain't fuck with them.
But that's okay, because Short Dog redeemed Nick Kemp.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. You know, one day, you know, when I move on to big, I might have to get Wayne on. Then he might just go ahead and shut it down, because I got some more nasty, freaky questions, like super freaky questions, like cup questions, like just nasty stuff. Then I can't ask Mr. Short Dog. I wouldn't feel right, because if he answered it, he would have to show or prove what the fuck I'm talking about. We would have to have a pay-per-view fuck-off, so we're going to leave him out of it.
Dog said he ain't never scared. He said he ain't never scared.
Phone Christian.
You know what, Mr. G.A.? Fuck you,
Mr. Plume. Yeah, fuck
man.
You. Yo, he kept it real, yo. Yo, you came in here, man. Listen, I need your help so bad, yo. You came in so low.
So I appreciate y'all for having
me. One love, man.
One more thing before you go. Tell everybody about your new album, if you got one that's coming out, or your current project.
Oh, yeah, I got a mixtape about to drop, The Adventures of Drankenstein. That'll be out soon, within the next month or so. Look out for the fresh album. It's coming soon with the motion picture film. I mean, it's inspired by the motion picture film. And we also doing a DVD with it. And my Young Money first release album be coming at the end of the year.
Well, make sure you get me that mixtape so I can be pumping it on here, especially on my Saturday show, because that's all I do is play music.
Definitely, all right, for sure.
Hey, Short Dog.
What up?
Listen, man, you can always call in, man. Say what's up, man. Speak your mind on this show, because, listen, you got a four-time pass here, dog, all right? A four-time pass.
Yo, appreciate it, Susan.
One love.
What's up?
Thank you.
All right.
See, I read something. He earned lifetime rights to Chocolate City.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man, it's fucking...
That nigga said, yo, it's mandatory. You know, swallow his nut. Oh, that was some real shit, though. That was real, baby, for your ass. Chenene couldn't say shit 2000.
Okay, let me bring on Cassidy. Hopefully she can hear me. Cassidy?
Hello?
Now, girl, I've been calling you earlier and you didn't say anything. Everybody, this is Cassidy from New York. Tell everybody
everybody.
What you got going on.
What up, Cass?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. It's amazing.
Baby.
What's going on, everybody?
We all have fun.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm blessed. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Good.
We just had a real good show. We're having fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I want to have fun, too.
Come on, get in.
My stress level just dropped.
Yeah, I always get in when I can fit in. I always try to get in where I can fit in.
This motherfucker said it's mandatory that a female swallows his nut. Wow.
He kept it real.
I mean, I don't think that's like that all the time, because sometimes I like to play with it. Like, you know, I mean, it's good to swallow, but I like it when it drips down off your chin and it rolls on your chest and stuff like that, you know. I like to get bust on sometimes on, you know, if he's hitting it from the back. I like it on my tramp stamp or, you know, on my face, you know. Try to keep it exciting. Did I lose y'all?
Where was she at on that last phone call? He had a long time. Where was she at? He had a long time. She's the right talker now.
Yeah, sometimes you play with it in your mouth and stuff like that. You know, you keep it interesting. I think guys like to see that. I mean, all men understand that,
but they shit is nasty because females would still hit me up in my inbox on Twitter telling me that that pineapple juice shit is a motherfucking lie. So, Mr. G.A., I don't know what the hell, but you lost your fucking mind.
I'm telling you.
Only time I'm going to play with it is if this motherfucker done made me mad and I'm about to give it back to him. Okay, I'm going to hold it for a minute. Come here, let me talk to you for a second. Let me kiss you, baby. And you about to be watered down with your shit. I'll brace myself for the hit.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I sure will. But I'm like, Chuck, you want it on me?
Chuck, do you see a 305-909 number in the queue?
Mm-mm. I do not know who that.
That's Bright Eyes.
That's who?
That's Bright Eyes from down in Miami, an artist from down in Miami who thinks he can handle the conversation.
He can handle the conversation. First of all, he got one strike from him because he's from fucking Miami. Don't nothing good come out of Miami. No dick, no men.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Worst fraud, yo. The worst fraud.
Miami's supposed to have sexy men.
They're what you call eye candy. They good to look at, but hell no. They can't do nothing but make good music, talking about what they can do, but then when you get them in the bedroom, you're going to be mad as hell. You're going to be ready to beat their ass. Ain't that right, Bright Eyes?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bad rep to have, man. You can't be talking about Miami like that, man.
I mean, they spend all their time working out. What about fucking?
Huh?
I said they spend all that time working out and baking in the sun. I mean, they should spend a little extra, their little extra activities in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So they could be on point.
Different strokes, different folks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Bright Eyes, tell us about you. I mean, what color are your eyes with a name like that? They better be pretty.
They are.
What?
Oh, they are?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all y'all can follow me on Twitter. It's at Bright Eyes 305.
Oh, I'm about to follow you right now. And you better be working on something already,
right?
I'm going to dog you out on Twitter.
All righty. What's your screen name on it so I know who you are?
Chalk Mommy 03. Okay, you said Bright Eyes or Bright Eyes?
No S, Bright Eyes 305.
Okay. What?
Oh, yeah, I see your page right now. Wow.
Ooh. Oh, my. With lips like that, you fit the category of the conversation for the night. A man's place in this world is eating females' pussy, fucking us, and giving us their cash.
Wow. Is that you on your picture?
Of course.
Oh.
It sure is.
All righty.
Yes.
Y'all, wow, man.
Oh, Precious, I threw you under the bus.
Yeah, I see.
And I'm expecting
you
to defend yourself
in his home from Miami. He most definitely won't be doing that.
So where you from, Chalk Mommy?
I'm from North Carolina. I used to live in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you got a lot of followers, so.
Of course.
Yeah, big shout out to North Carolina.
Huh?
I say big shout out to North Carolina, man. They should be pleased to have somebody like her ripping.
They are. They love my flow and how I handle things.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I'm definitely gonna be representing Flavor from now on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna shout you out, man.
Oh, that is so sweet. You trying to get brownie points? Oh, damn! You trying to get brownie points or something? Damn,
well,
bottom ground music group. Oh shit! Can you hit the box?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so. So how many people we got on today? Excuse me?
When you go to buy condoms, what type of condoms are you buying?
Oh, Magnum. Magnums all day.
Okay, but there are three kinds of Magnums.
Well, I ain't going to over-exaggerate. I just buy regular Magnums.
Oh, okay. So is your length, so is your strength in the width or in the width?
I would say both.
Word,
B.
Are you very confident in, you're very confident in your dick, right?
I would say so.
So you being from Miami, you're very open and you can be very wild at times, right?
Can you dance?
Oh, no dancing.
Oh.
I can groove to the beat.
I'm saying you got to have a good groove. You got to know how to work them hips. You got to know how to work that middle. You can have a big dick, but that shit don't mean nothing. You could be whack.
Yeah, you right. I mean.
Oh, hold on, guys. I think my other guest is in. Hold on, Bright Eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
347-869, you're on.
What's going on? It's your boy Hollywood Rick calling in.
Hey, Hollywood. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, everybody. This is our second special guest, and then we have a surprise guest with Bright Eyes. But this is Hollywood Rick. Tell everybody
on,
where
everybody.
You're from.
How you doing, Hollywood?
How you doing, homie?
Hollywood.
Hello, Hollywood.
How you doing?
Hi.
He's in the building.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here,
so
you know.
Where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, one love, family. We good now. We in now.
Ain't nobody asked you to be having no motherfucking homecoming party.
DK,
what's
the
name running shit
tonight? In now.
It's the Brooklyn Invasion.
Let's get it.
Yeah, we're the Brooklyn Invasion right now.
Oh, it's the Brooklyn Invasion?
Yeah. Well, everybody know when Brooklyn in the house, we take over.
There it is.
I know when I'm in New York, Brooklyn are good. Niggas in Brooklyn are good paymasters. Y'all pay for what y'all want, so I give y'all respect. I took my hat to y'all for that.
Yeah, we'll pay, but we'll pay with somebody else's money.
Okay. Brooklyn ain't no paymasters.
Nah, we pay, but we pay with somebody else's money, because that's how we do it. We take it, and then we, you know, we make it happen.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, just pay it. Yeah, just pay it.
She done came on the show and been saying it. So, Hollywood Rick, have you ever paid for pussy or put pussy on the railway?
Have I ever paid for pussy directly?
Yes.
No. But... I mean, I don't know females that do that. You know what I'm saying? If a dude want to do that, that's on him. Pussy is a precious commodity. So, now I mean, if you want to do that and you feel like you got to come out your pocket for that, go ahead. But being the guy that I am, I never really had to directly pay for pussy. I mean, you take somebody out on a date sometimes, that's paying for pussy. Now, I mean, sometimes you go indirectly with it, but me, nah.
Okay, so indirectly, you're a paymaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can take, I can accept that answer.
No, you're not a paymaster.
Yeah, I mean, yo, listen. If you want to do it, I mean, I respect ladies that go directly for it. Listen, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing. All right, you can look for me face to face and make that happen. I've thrown away thousands of dollars in the strip clubs, and sometimes that's like paying for pussy.
It is.
You know what I mean? So it all depends how you look at it. Do I pay the fuck? No.
So let me ask a question. You'd rather pay to smell and see than to actually get. Could some man make me understand the reason he did that?
Can you repeat what you just said? I hear you. Broke up.
Okay, you just said you have blown thousands in the strip club, and you're not the first man I've heard say that.
Yeah.
So you'd prefer to pay for an illusion than to pay for the real thing?
I'm sorry.
Sometimes you could create it. Sometimes the real thing is whack. Now, just because it looks good don't mean it is good. Sometimes
well, then you ask for a money-back guarantee.
Say that again?
Then you ask for a money-back guarantee. If it's whack,
yeah,
you take the money back.
And sometimes there's a lot of drama that comes with actually getting it. You know what I mean? In the illusion, you can't mess up. You might slip up in reality and be stuck with something that you don't want.
Hmm.
I mean, it all depends. I don't knock anybody's hustle. If a female is the rep with her, you know what I mean, then get it in. If a dude feels like he needs to do that, then get it in. You know what I mean? But me personally, nah. I think I'm too small for that.
So you got swag.
You know what I mean? I could talk you out of your panties. I don't need to pay you out of it.
I hear that.
That theory is going to be tough when the bitch go to New York. I'm over here talking about shit.
I could talk you out of your panties with the quickness. And then you're the first one I will talk out of your panties, so you think I can't.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
You know, but that's how it is.
Hey, yo, talk. Ain't no wow. I mean, he kept it real. That's true. He can. Ain't no wow. Come on, wow. Y'all come on, wow. Ain't no wow. That's real New York talk. That's real talk. He can. Come on, wow. What are they watching about?
The minute you think it can happen is when it will.
G.A.,
man, right.
I got
come.
G.A., I'm bored low tonight. I got 100 on it that he can't.
I got a stack that he can.
You can keep it. I'll do it for free.
That's real. He said for free.
You know what? Worrying about Hollywood Rick. I'm really not. We're going to change the subject and let him talk about his career because he needs to understand his lane is music, not fucking Chalk Mommy because I will crush him. So
I heard that. Yeah, my name is Hollywood Rick. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm representing my cash click, and I mean constantly aiming sky high. I'm currently working on a project called Hustle and Pain right now. It's about to be out soon. I've got a bunch of videos for it. I'm working with a bunch of heavy-duty producers and some good, reputable people. And I'm just letting everybody know to look out for it. You can follow me at Hollywood Rick. That's Hollywood R-I-C on Twitter. You can hit me up at HollywoodYourBoy.com. I'm a slick talker, as you heard, you know what I mean? And I'm putting the music together and put that quality stuff.
Okay. Rick. Rick, we have a Southern artist on the line with you.
Yeah.
Bright. Rick. Rick Bright.
Yeah. All right, what's up, brother?
And how would you guys both feel about doing a cross-promotion collab?
Why not? I mean, listen. If homie is serious about what he's doing and I'm serious about what I'm doing, I have no problem working with anyone. You know what I mean? That's how I don't look at it from a south or north or east, west type thing. I look at it from a good music money type thing. So, you know what I mean? If you can make it happen.
Sounds good to me, bro.
Yeah, so shout out to my team, Miss CC Vance, you know what I mean? Publishers for the Stars. She's my publicist, and she's the person that, you know, put me on right now, so.
Her hand up. I don't know if she wants to come in or if she's gonna play the good girl role. Cause I don't wanna what's that fucking saying? I don't wanna corrupt her because she does such a good job. And she is like, yes.
Yeah, she's a good girl. I don't know if she's ready for y'all. I don't want y'all to get on her head, because she's a good, she's a good lady. She's a sweetheart. But y'all can't corrupt me. I'm already corrupt, so. Y'all ain't ready for me. No, nah, but she's good
yeah,
people. She,
yeah, you
she works very hard.
Being corrupt. Yeah, she does good work. I am, like, really enjoying
yeah.
working with her. And,
yeah,
you know, but those of y'all that are on BB, that got the BlackBerry, y'all need to get Loud Talk, because that shit is fucking crazy. It's like having the Nextel chirp on our BlackBerry, and she
yeah.
put me on to that. So, you know, big shout out to her for that. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to get Loud Talk and chirp people and everything.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Hollywood Rick.
Yes, yeah.
Now, what made you want to get into rapping games?
What made me want to get into the rapping game? The thing about it is I didn't choose to get into the rapping game. The rapping game was something that picked me up. You know, it's kind of like something that I was always into, entertainment and music, and, you know, that just ended up being the lane that I'm in. You know, I've always been around people that, you know, were pushing music and pushing entertainment, and I always had a knack for it. So it was almost like a natural progression into what I'm doing. It wasn't really something that I was choosing to do. Like, you know, I went to school and I have a degree and all that, you know what I mean? But it's just something that your heart is at, so you can't help being going with your heart sometimes. So that's basically how music came to me. It's not necessarily, okay, I'm doing this because I don't have any other alternative. I'm doing it because I love to do it, you know? And it's part of something that's for me. So if I could make money doing something that I actually love, then I'm actually not working. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's how music came to me. I've always been around entertainment and music my whole life. My pops, DJ, my mom, she's standing in church, that whole stuff, you know what I mean? So it's like, it came natural. It's a natural thing for me. I don't really sing that well, or, you know what I mean? I don't play an instrument, but I play the drums, but I don't really play anything else. You know what I mean? So my way of venting, or my way of letting out how I'm feeling inside, is through writing it down and putting it to music and rapping it to music. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. Pressing for me.
And how old are you?
Old enough to be your daddy.
Oh, you got me fucked up. You old enough to get served.
Nah,
so that'll
work. I'm in my 20s, you know.
20, high end 20. Or middle? Because I ain't going to say low.
I'm in a high end 20s.
Okay, so let me see. Nay, would you like to ask him the next question?
No,
you can ask me whatever you want to know. Whatever you want to know, you can ask me. I'm open for.
Just like to get your booty licked.
No, nothing like that. I'm a 100% heterosexual male. You know what I mean?
Well, heterosexual men do that. It's sexy. It's something that turns them on. It's something that relaxes them. It's just something that catches them off guard and can turn them out. It doesn't mean that you're gay or anything.
Nah,
it's just that a bitch was freaky.
All right,
and she did some freaky shit that you like.
Listen to me. You're a beautiful woman. You got beautiful skin. You got beautiful eyes. You got beautiful dress. You got a nice ass. What else do I need for you to turn me on with? Why do I need that? I don't need that. I need to look at you. You turn me on. I don't need
okay,
you to do
you
anything else to me.
Look at me when she, you can look at the female when she doing it and be so like ooh,
nah,
shit.
I love all the other little things, you know? Your eyes, your ears,
okay.
Your lips. All that turns me on. All the other things, that don't turn me on at all. That's a throw-off.
Okay. So, Mr. Bright Eyes and Mr. G.A. are on their own. I understand.
That's okay. I'm not nobody else's hustle. I just saying, it's me. You know what I mean? I don't knock anybody else's hustle. But if
right,
it's your
I'm saying,
but I'm talking about my shit.
Like you said, that's him. I'm saying, and first of all, I'm saying, I mean, he's in his 20s. I'm saying, he's still, I'm saying, I'm going to say young, but he's in his 20s. I'm saying, so we respect that. I'm saying, but once again, I'm saying, I've been our age or whatever, he might be like, yo, be my own type, something different. I'm saying, but, you know, real talk, I'm saying, as a person my age, I've been around the world 3 times, and that experience a female that look a nigga's ass, dog, ain't nothing like it. But I'm saying, you know, once you get that point in your life, I'm just saying, once you reach that point in your life, hear me, son, listen, and in your life, God, you would say, yo, G.A., you was right, man. You a bad motherfucker. You was right,
well,
son. Trust me.
Well, maybe, but, you know what I mean?
Right now, you ain't there. So I respect you ain't there yet, so I respect that. But I'm saying, you know, only might say, yo, let me try a little something different with Shorty's mouth tonight. You know what I'm saying? It can happen that way. But right now,
nah,
I respect your standpoint.
I
mean, that's all.
I know. I hate you, man. And as I said, I ain't knocking nobody else's hustle. Maybe I ain't at that level yet. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm not at that level yet.
I mean, I
like my level right now. I'm doing pretty good at my level.
And that's respect.
Yeah. I ain't knocking you at all.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what it is, too? I ain't gonna fuck. I've had my share of offers for that direction. But, you know what I mean? It's not really my thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you real, listen, I'm going to tell you real talk. Look, the girl got me, she raped me. She snuffed me, son, for real. Snuffed me. I ain't calling nobody's name, but I got snuffed, yo. The boy went to the head, right? Played in head, yo. They went to the balls, right? I'm like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? And when I lean back and close my eyes, she, I'm like, ah! She got me, son. She caught me off guard, son.
So,
I was done.
You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do, homie? You know what you need to do? You need to think
go ahead.
Me to her.
Hey, yo! I got you!
That's what you need to do. You need to introduce me to her. And then maybe
I got you, son.
So hit me up and then let me know who that is.
I got you, Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm a dirty motherfucker.
Work, you run into my mind. Let's spend some my mind. Let's spend some quality time. It's going down and no one else around. Just me and you, we know what's going down. When I'm not with you, you're running through my mind. Let's spend some quality time. Time, let's spend some quality time. Time, I wanna spend some quality time.
Don't think it's because he's from Brooklyn, Mr. G.A. Don't get fucked up.
That shit was hot, yo.
York City in the house.
I mean, I'll put it on Brooklyn. I got another song called Nasty, but we won't put that out until later.
Yeah, I uploaded that shit, and it didn't work, so I'm doing it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, oh, shit. Hold up. I'm sorry. We got to take a pause for the calls. It's fucking chocolate fantasy time. I'm supposed to call somebody at 9:30. This person is waiting for me. For you newcomers, chocolate fantasies is where we call and do sexual prank calls. So if y'all feel that y'all are going to bust out laughing, put your phone on mute and shut the hell up because it gets crazy. And I got a serious-ass victim that's waiting for me to call. Okay. It's 497. Mr. GA.
Yeah, go ahead. What'd you say? The number?
What's the number?
Okay. Let's get it. Hold on. Let's go ahead and get the number for her. That's funny, yo. Y'all funny as hell. All right, here we go. 478.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, damn it. Hold on. Okay. 478.
297.
Uh-huh.
1036.
You know what? I'm going to put all y'all motherfuckers on hold because I don't trust none of y'all. I'm about to all y'all. I don't trust none of y'all. Hello? Well, his ass ain't answer. So I got to go in the chat room. I'm putting everybody back on. So hold on. Okay. Now I'm going in the chat room. I need some numbers. Now, if anybody has a DJ,
all the
I got
numbers
a DJ
I want to give is street the numbers, and you don't want to do those anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We have a new person, Chassie.
Huh?
We do prank calls. Are you in? Are you game?
I'm down for whatever.
Okay, now, do you have an objection to prank calling the preacher?
No, not at all.
You gotta go to hell.
Not at all.
Okay. Nate?
Wow. Oh, shit. That's a prank call a preacher. That's going to hell.
Okay, Nate, while you're looking for a number, we have one out of the chat room, but it's a guy. So, Mr. G.A., it's a girl number, so her name is Alizé. So, we need you to call Alizé. You ready?
What kind of ghetto ASS name is Alizé?
No, excuse me, it's a guy.
What guy named Alizé?
Message for 9177753239. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you have finished your message for 917.
Damn.
Wow, did I just put his number out there? Oh, wow. Here we go again.
Yeah, you did.
That would have been too funny.
Please leave your message for 9177753239. Record your message after the tone.
Hold on, my damn switchboard is...
To send a numeric page.
Nah, he probably got his phone off.
Okay, Nay, can we get a preacher?
I can't find the phone number.
And you know
them
preachermen be freaky too.
I just messaged him on Facebook so I can get his phone number again.
them preacher men, they be freaky. They be trying to hit up the people in the choir, the people, the members and all that. They act like they don't know. I be knowing.
Oh, yeah. Baby, when you walk down the aisle and you got on a short skirt, looking, and they be like, Bernie Mac did it best on Fridays. Lord,
Miss Parker, I talked to you for a minute, Miss Parker. The Lord is my shepherd, he know what I want.
Yes, he do.
They be. Yep, they be staring you down, looking at you at the corner of their eye when they giving the benediction and everything. They act like you don't know. You be knowing.
They just want to lay hands on you, that's all. Just lay hands on you. It's all good. Lucky, let him do his job.
Mr. G.A., you would make a good preacher because you would be old dirty motherfucker.
There you go, that bullshit.
And Rick could be at the pulpit in Hollywood and be like, whoa, let me lay hands on you. Go straight for the tip, you go nasty ass Brooklyn niggas.
It's going down for real. Hey, yo, but wait. Let it be said now, though. Chop Mommy did say the best dick she ever had came out of Brooklyn, New York. Am I right, Chop? Am I right, Chop? She did say.
Because, man, please, when you paying for something, I'll tell you whatever you need to hear.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Say that shit, yo. Yo, she on some bullshit, yo. That shit for the radio. Fuck that. She out here.
Hey, Chuck. My clients are trained. They well trained for media, and anything you throw out at them, go ahead. I gotta say this. Gutter had his child in the car, but if he ain't had, I'm gonna have to get him back on the show. Because if he ain't had his child in the car, he would have got on your ass just like Short did. They well trained for any situations that come their way. Because you gotta remember, they publicist is a woman, okay?
Probably said it.
Let me see if it's a man. Because, you know, I feel like the women are overtaking the men because it's only, like, two men on the line. Green Eyes is gone because he couldn't stand it. Like I said, Miami got whack men, whack dick, and, you know, some of the music is okay. Depending on who it's coming from. If it's coming from Twice, then he only makes good music when he's talking about fucking because he's probably challenged in the dick area. But with money like that, a bitch wouldn't care how short his dick is or how fucked up his hairline is because he's paying for a service that we really have to overlook his imperfections. You know what I mean?
Shit talk.
What?
I always talking shit.
To get on Drop Top Chicken Box, big boy. I mean, what the hell? Red.
I like the way she talks a lot.
Yo, she good with it. Hey, Rick, your man Bright Eyes, he on Twitter showing mad love. Chop mommy, I love her. She had the best show in the world. She just said, yeah, nigga, ain't shit. Fuck that. You the worst, Chop, man.
I like the fact that she talks a lot.
Yeah, I already told the fans that Rick is a paymaster and Mr. Layaway. So when girls hit you up, you know why. And I just say you pay for the pussy indirectly, Rick. I read that on Twitter. I said,
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what's going on.
Rick, you know I was just on with Short.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Short's cool. You know you can't out-talk Short or out-talk me.
That's right.
So we got it. And I mean, I like the way you just talk, because you talk, that means you go with your mouth. I like that. I like the way you go with her mouth.
You're crazy. 214-772, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just making a shout out to Sisley. This is your friend Tammy. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Y'all giving me shout outs.
What
is the damn deal? H-Town in the house, baby.
That's right, H-Town. That's where I'm from.
Somebody
rocking, knocking her boots.
You gotta speak to Talk Mommy, Tammy. I'm sorry?
You have to speak to the host. Gotta speak to Talk Mommy. She's a badass bitch.
Hey, how are you?
Wow. I'm doing better now. Wow. That's such recognition. I just don't know what to do. Oh, wow.
You guys are, like, really live on air. Oh, my.
Yeah, we're getting it.
Yo, Talk Mommy, I posted it on Facebook. So, you know, people, they calling in.
Yes, and so that's why,
thank you.
Cicely and I go back a long way, so, yeah.
Girl, my name is Cici Vance. I am no longer that name anymore.
Oh, okay. Cici.
Oh, shit. That's not, while y'all doing that, I'm going to bring up the BlackBerry because I have to find me another DJ because DJs are fucking.
Oh, I have plenty of DJs. Oh, let me stop you live on the app.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I love DJs. I'm still told that I need to call DJ Freddie B back and let him know that it was a prank call. But the thing about Chocolate Fantasies, I don't call motherfuckers back and let them know it's a prank call.
That's right.
So that's the beauty of it. When I prank you, you really get pranked. You know, it's like Ashton Kutcher talking about you punk, but I ain't going to tell you shit. You can probably call me back next week and find out when I'm talking about you or talking about somebody else. The bitch ain't finna say shit. I'm going to keep doing what I do. So if you find yourself a victim of Chocolate Fantasy and you want to know what really happened, take your dumb ass on YouTube, I'm on the productions, and I'm going to have a slideshow with pictures and the audio of where me, Nay, or whoever
prank the fuck out of you. And no, I cannot take it down. You cannot threaten to sue me. I've been to prison, so judges are shit.
Oh, shit. She took it there.
Wow. I will only take cash. No EBT, no credit cards, because in New York, y'all motherfuckers like to swipe. I only want cash.
She got issues, man. Issues.
She's so slick with her mouth. I'm loving it.
Yeah, she got issues.
So I'm telling you, like,
Nah, you know what? Let's tell you real quick. You said the best dick you got was in Brooklyn, but we ain't never met. So how did that happen?
Ooh. You were not in the survey, man. You know, you were not on the map.
So, I mean, you gotta do that over then.
You gotta
have a retake. You said the best dick you had was in Brooklyn, but we ain't never met.
Boo-boo, let's spend some quality time.
So let's spend some quality time.
Bye. Okay, here comes the punchline. Okay, Hollywood Rick.
Yeah.
Remember when Mr. GA was talking to you and you was like, oh, introduce me to the female?
Oh, shit.
You don't need no introduction because you're talking to her. I'm telling you, my head game is a felony for a fucking reason.
Amen.
Woo!
I hear that.
Somebody said amen. Who said that?
I hear that.
I take no prisoners. You're talking to a bitch fucked live on the radio and streamed it and fucked the dude up. So, I mean, do you really want to go there with me?
I'm beyond there. Now,
and I did the same thing, too. They call me Becky Headmore.
That sounds cute. But that's the sound. Now,
where's Becky from?
Yeah, New York, right?
Harlem.
Oh, Harlem.
Shout out to Harlem.
Well, we fuck with Harlem. I'm from Brooklyn. We fuck with Harlem hard.
Yeah, we fuck with Harlem.
Yeah. I'm in the Bronx, not too far from Harlem.
I know some bad chicks in Harlem. I could fuck with Harlem
hard.
And
I got shut down off of Facebook. I streamed it everywhere, and they cut down some of my pages because of that.
It was crazy.
And I did a how-to video, and it was how to suck a dick, and I was showing the deep throat. I was showing how to spit on it, you know, because you just can't suck on it. You just got to create this fantasy. You got to love to do it, you know. You can't
yes,
do it
you
to please him.
To.
You got to please yourself, and I enjoy it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love a bobblehead.
And it's nothing, Chasty, it's nothing better when a nigga got his legs up in the air like Lamborghini doors. That is not bad.
You know what's my thing when he holds the top of my head? My thing is like when he holds the top of my head, especially if I got like a ponytail in or something, even though I'll probably try to stop him from taking out my ponytail or whatever. But I just love it because it makes me feel like he's enjoying it, which he's going to enjoy it anyway, you know. But I just love the caressing on the top of my head. And I love to look at him and his eyes roll back in the back of his head. Or when he say, oh, shit. That's my thing.
Or what about when the bitch assness come in when you done suck the dick and you're taking the cum from him and
oh,
then you
yeah.
keep going and he's like, ah.
That's
ah,
when
you
hit
the
high octave.
And they start biting
the
fingers and shit.
That's when
you
get Mariah Carey on
your
ass.
There you go, telling that bullshit.
That's when you get Mariah Carey on
crazy.
Your ass. And you think, oh, shit, I thought I was messing with fucking Steve, not Stavina. Like, who are you? What's going on?
It was Stavina.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, yo, listen, I don't care what you say. Listen, any man out here, yeah, if he can blow job by a female, she going real hard, and he busts off in her mouth, and she's still talking to his dick, yo, he's going to scream. He got to. I mean, it's just natural. It's a natural effect. Like, either get off my dick or I'm going to scream. It's natural. Ain't no way around that. And I mean, all men can tell you it's the truth.
It's the truth, yo. You can't get on nobody's head and be going to tell you that. You can't do that.
No, but some men be acting like they too good for all of that. You know what I'm saying? They be trying to hold in their grunts and holding their expressions to try to seem like some big man, knowing damn well they getting their ass bust. I mean, let it out. You know? And then, you know, how you expect us women to know when y'all be fronting all the time? Y'all just want to show like y'all the big man. I mean, I get that man pride and all of that. But let it go. Let it go, especially when you're messing with a big
PA
woman.
Mr. PA is a screamer. He's always screaming, so, you know, that's nothing new.
She's funny, yo. Hey, yo, all I know is it's a saying called take that, right? All I know is the broad snuck me, yo. I'm saying she gave me blazing hair, went to the balls. I leaned back, closed my eyes for a second. I just screamed, yo. All I heard was take that. So I'm saying that's where the shit came from. Yo, your thought puff made it not. Chop me that word. That's what I say, yo. Take that. That's it, yo, for real.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you think it's cheating when the woman's giving you oral sex, but she's using her hand as well?
For real.
That's cheating?
It is cheating. It's called oral sex. I don't want those manual sex.
No, but what is she doing it while she's on your balls? Like, say she's on your balls and she still wants you to get that stimulation from your penis. Is it still cheating?
Me and this guy always argue about this shit all the time. I want mouth and throat and tongue and all that. I don't want your hands jerking me. I don't want a hand job. If I want a hand job, I did it myself. Hey, yo, and listen, in the words of Short Dog, you got to swallow. It's mandatory. It's mandatory swallowing.
Hey,
listen,
like Short Dog, you ain't got to be down there long, so shut the fuck up. Hey.
You talk shit now, he ain't here. You talk shit now, because he ain't here. That's all right. You talk shit now, because he ain't here.
But that's all right. That's all right.
What?
July 1st, he will be at my party. So what is you saying? And my radio show is going to be live. So what is you saying?
Oh, shit, going down there. It's going down.
He
gonna...
You know what? When Short speaks, Short does.
Wow. That's good. Because he can put GA on the map. Because Georgia ain't shit right now. Listen. Are you going to be in Atlanta?
I knew, that's why I didn't even prep Short for your show. That's how I knew he was going to be like, yo, I got this seat.
That's what I'm talking about. Just like that.
It's like that with him. You know what I'm saying? And he is old. He up there.
We know that.
Yeah. He old enough to get in the strip club.
Are y'all coming to the party?
She's in the strip club.
He old enough to get in the strip club.
Oh, shit.
Well, he
y'all
gonna be
funny.
Old enough to take all this. July 1st. I'm gonna make sure he's there. I'm actually gonna come to ATL. I check my schedule because I think I'm supposed to be in St. Louis then. But I'm gonna come and I'm gonna make sure it goes. You know, we're gonna come together.
All right, good.
Yeah, and Rick, you gotta come too.
I'm there. I think Cece a little freak, y'all.
I'm a publicist. I speak for a living. This is what I do. So I can take on anything anybody throw at me. There's no thinking about it. There's no nothing. I don't know anything. 2.5 seconds. Okay. Into listening to me, and when it's time for me to go in for the kids. I go in for the kill.
I'm going to fuck you up because I looked at her pictures and I looked at her lips and it looked like she might not even leave skin on the dick when she did.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Who the fuck is she? Yo, Rick, what you got on there?
Oh,
your kid,
no.
Man. What you got in your
kid,
fam? What you got in your
kid?
Oh,
no.
Rick,
Rick,
you better just laugh it off.
I ain't never going to underestimate her.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Come on, now look. Be fair now. I gave you chop now. Come on, be fair. What you got going on over there? I gave you chop now. That's $1 million baby there, baby.
She's a hard worker, so as much as she works hard, I'm pretty sure she plays hard too.
That's what's up, then. We gotta check
that
shit
right.
out.
That's right. I have a motherfucker mesmerized just by my touch.
Oh, you hear that? Hey, yo, real talk though. This show here, man. This show here. Bring up shit in, folks, yo. This is a crazy show, yo, for real. Cause
oh
she was
God.
So nice and sweet. What did she? She said the motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Cause let's go back to Gutter Gutter. Hi Chuck. This is Cece. I have
Gutter
on line. Okay, we talk. Okay, Gutter has to go now.
That's
I'm going to date you now. Coming on.
That's right. I know how to turn it on and turn that shit off.
Cece, at the same time, what you just told me, boo-boo, is you're going to check your schedule and you're bringing your clients. You don't mix business and pleasure, but I'm going to bring in my clients. So while I'm fucking yours, you can fuck mine.
Bingo! Bingo!
That's funny, but I'm only bringing my clients there. I'm going to actually be at work. So it's no pleasure for me.
Oh, man.
I will be repping my clients. I gotta make sure I'm their teacher. So I got to make sure they put it on your ass. Because I'm gonna tell them what to do.
No,
what she just said is she's gonna tell them what to do. So if they're not doing it right, she's gonna hop in and assist them because that's what she hired.
Now I got plenty of confidence in my team and Hollywood Rick and Gutter and Short Dog and L Dog. That's why you hear all them dogs and Hollywood Rick said. See, that's what I'm talking about. I got a staff. You heard what Chaos and G Slick told your ass.
You know what? I'm not worried about them because G Slick is hitting me up talking about I want to do free calls.
I'm Yeah.
Wow.
That's how it happens. They start forgetting shit, and they start thinking about other stuff. Then when they start rapping, they just be like, her hair game is a felony. Her hair game is, and they just like Dorothy, like there's no place back home. They just keep saying, the head game, oh. And then if they see the video, they can cancel Christmas, income tax season. I mean, they can cancel everything. It's a wrap. It's over. And what's crazy is my site is back up. So, wow. All 1,500 and something members are there. So, yeah, it's going to be ugly. So, July 1st, go hard or go to fuck home.
July 1st, I will be there. Mr. G will be there July 1st. I will be there.
And
I will be in the building the whole time.
There is a bed in VIP.
Oh, Rick, you hear that?
Yeah, it's like club bed. In VIP, there is a bed.
What was that? We lost
Rick? I can play Jay Holiday, put you to bed. Like,
did he leave?
I think we lost Rick.
Who?
We lost Rick, I think.
Rick is still on here.
Oh,
no. He's gone, and then once you, he can't get back into the call. Oh, shit, because the switchboard is closed. Uh-oh, you know what this means. Oh, it's time for me to light his ass up on Twitter.
I have to defend him. His call could have dropped.
I'm your publicist. Anybody use that three way?
His call could have dropped. Exactly, because I could get him back in. His call could have dropped. Matter of fact, I think Rick was at work, hiding out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was in the corner in the bathroom somewhere trying to make
Yeah, he probably was. That's why I say he'll be there, because he fly for free. We all fly for free.
This is for your client. Hollywood Rick couldn't handle the heat, so he got the fuck off the kitchen. Hashtag fell off the way.
That's ugly.
So it's only women now, huh?
Yeah.
We ship
and
them,
Mr.
huh?
GA.
Oh, well,
and Mr. GA. Damn, we lost
him. But he's kind of quiet now, too. I don't even hear nothing he's saying either now.
I ain't never quiet.
I don't know. I heard crickets on your side. Oh, yeah. Mr. G is never quiet. He handles his business. He got a hysterectomy kind of dick. You know what I'm saying? With that hook. It hooked you too much. You don't got to worry about going through menopause or nothing. He got you.
I know it.
I hear that.
He got you. I guess that's the